This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Got a ton of news that I mean to hit that we're going to blitz through in the next segment, but finishing up with Dr. Jerome Corsi on Assange and Bannon and the Democrats and the 25th Amendment. They now are in press conferences going, the president is insane. He must be removed. I mean, it's so obvious. And even with their fake polls, he's up in Gallup. He's up in Rasmussen. Dr. Corsi, other tidbits you want to cover in this 5 minutes and the next shoe to drop. I mean, this is an incredible time to be alive.
Well, I think the counterattack has begun from Trump, and I've seen Trump do this before. He's now moved into the phase of the lawyers. He's working very seriously with Congress. Got the lawyers in Congress. We're going to subpoena Department of Justice. They're going to get the FBI. They're going to get Fusion GPS. Getting about everybody they can think of. And by the end of about 90 days, you're going to have a massive clean out of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Same time, Jeff Sessions has rebooted the entire investigation on the Hillary emails. I think with what we have now from Huma Abedin is clearly guilty, and she's going to face some very serious charges. I don't think this fire yesterday at the Clintons, I'm very interested in what they wanted to burn.
That's my next question. A big fire in their bedroom. I mean, was this a wash and bleach or something that went wrong?
I'm sure very suspicious of it. I'm sure very suspicious that that had more to it than we know. And you've got this action.
And it was Seth Rich's birthday. You think it was a vigilante?
Yes, Seth Rich's birthday. I mean, you know, and you've got all of this going on right now where Assange has made it absolutely clear that he knows it wasn't Russia.
Wait a minute. You think that was a message to the Clintons that we can get you in your bedroom?
Yes, I think the whole thing is a matter of, it's a whole thing of letting the Clintons know that they're right now targeted.
Even though the Secret Service are right, oh, I didn't even think of that. The Secret Service is right there, right next door, and a firebomb still gets in their window.
This is clearly a signal to the Clintons that this is basically, you know, we're coming after you.
Taking the gloves off.
Yeah, and it's going to be done with the lawyers. This whole thing with Manafort filing this case to shut Mueller down. This is taken very seriously. They're asking for injunctive relief. They're going to go right past the district court, which will probably turn them down. They'll be in the circuit court. They'll be in the Supreme Court, I'd say within 60 days. It's a massive legal assault to shut Mueller down. And I've seen Trump do it before. You know, all the bankers think they've got Trump. And they're going to bankrupt him in his casinos or his hotels or his golf. And Trump says, look, you think you own me. I own you guys. You want to save your banks, you better loan me more money. Trump knows how to play the game. Knows how to play the game better than Bannon, I'll assure you that. And I'm betting with Trump. Because I think Trump knows exactly now, has figured out how the White House works. He knows where the power is. He's siding with the lawyers. He's making up. You know, the Democrats of the deep state are in panic. They've got to pull out this
war. I was about to say, the fact that they thought they could cook up this Clinton operation in the Justice Department and FBI, run this fraud, get caught, and they're still moving forward, even though most of them have been forced to resign or are in criminal trouble. I mean, they really bit off more than they could chew.
Yeah, and Assange has been texting and tweeting Trump messages. He has a series. I'll try to write about him for tomorrow. He's got a series of tweets about pedophilia in the State Department when Hillary was there. He has a series of tweets in which he has said it wasn't Russia. I'm saying this definitively. He says it was not Russia.
And saying there's still a plan to take the president out.
Yes, and Assange is essentially saying he's got all the information for another deep state drop. And it's all triggered on the
radio. Of course, I'm
going to
give people a big secret now. all the intel is. Assange is a U.S. intelligence operative who's a patriot from our patriot deep state, destroying the globalists. It didn't come from Russia. It came from the USA, just like Trump did, just like Corsi did, just like I did, and just like you did. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Great job. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Front lines of the victory. From the front lines.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at. Well, Matt Drudge empowered, emboldened, and basically helped create Breitbart. And Drudge in tweets and posts is saying that basically Mr. Bannon is going to be gone very soon. That's exactly what I called for this morning. I withheld my judgment yesterday until I could see all the facts and see Bannon's statement. I love the president. What? To his audience, to keep them under his control. But not denying the horrible, sickening statements. Trump didn't want to win. He's a fake. His son will break like an egg. It's treason. They're sending money to the Russians. A Democrat globalist Soros. Very, very watery dream. And let's put that tweet by Drudge back up. I want to make sure we retweet that at Real Alex Jones, because it says it all, and it breaks it all down. The terrific Larry Solov and Susie Breitbart will take Breitbart into the fresh future. Has it really been 10 years since Andrew Breitbart told me on Santa Monica Pier he was going to do it? His first hire, Alex Marlowe, he was 21, became one of the best editors in the world, more. And so there you go. And he's got further tweets. It looks like it will be back in the hands of the people that actually created it and Drudge that actually linked to it and made it big. And, of course, what makes the globalists upset is Dow above 25,000. 250,000 new jobs in just the last month and more. And then Stephen Bannon finding opportunity and happiness in the arms of a new millionaire benefactor, Miles Kwok, a.k.a. Mercer is yesterday's mashed potatoes. Well, that should all work out very, very, very nicely for you guys and your little Westgates. And all the rest of it. All I care about is people telling the truth and fighting for basic free speech and sovereignty. I got some other news I want to hit and a few other clips I want to get to. Matt Dubiel of WCKG, 1530 AM and 102.3 FM. Very soon we should be up on the top of Trump Tower. The media has called for us to be censored, blocked, taken off in the Chicago Tribune. We'll get an update on that. In fact, right now, the UN, they've announced they want the UN to patrol Chicago. He's actually seen the UN armored vehicles rolling in. Matt, of course, broke the news that the cops said that it was Democrats, Hillary supporters dressed up as Trump supporters causing riots. That turned out to be accurate. He shot the video. He also tried to shoot video of the armored vehicles and the rest of it and got arrested. So, Matt Dubiel, tell us some of what's coming up today and just a snapshot, your take on what I think. And I'm not bad. I didn't blow it, but I'll agree that what a lot of our guests have said is true. Getting mad at Bannon who's now in yesterday's news and just trying to be pertinent, trying to stay relevant, is really a diversion from the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley, and others saying clearly Comey committed crimes leaking. He lied to Congress. Criminal investigations open in the judiciary, in the Justice Department. I mean, that's really the big news here. And we're busy talking about Bannon, who, again, looks like he drinks about 14 gallons of whiskey a day and hadn't wiped his fat butt in about 10 years. I mean, I'm sorry, but I just feel betrayed by this. Matt, what do you think?
This is one of those dangers when we build people up, and it's part of the wisdom of one of the, you know, the parts of the good book that say, you know, don't have false idols.
Don't put your faith in men only.
Yeah, I mean, we can't put people on a pedestal. Men are men. Men are human beings. I'm not making excuses for this guy. I'm not saying that he should have or could have or would have or anything. But especially in this new right movement, you have all these people that, you know, are like, oh, Bannon, Bannon, Bannon. I never really got it. I never really understood it. And so it's not very hard for me to not really turn my back on him, but just he was a nonentity, as many people are saying. There's a guy
who's only been around a few years. And, you know, I've been around 20.
Who the hell is Bannon?
I've been around 20 plus. I don't say I'm the messianic savior.
Where did he come from? Why? In fact, how long has he been around?
How appears he crawled out of Soros' rear end.
Yeah, so to me, and it is a distraction, and it's one of those things that these people that fancy themselves as, you know, citizen journalists need to be leery of, because when they commit all in on something behind a guy like that, you don't have a lot of room to retreat to. If you are leery and sort of watchful of everyone to see what's going on before you go, okay, I'm with that guy, then you have some firm ground to stand on when things do go badly, like this Bannon thing has gone for him.
Yeah, I don't want to move on from him, but it just never ends. You know, now he's got this Chinese double agent as his funder who's committed all these crimes and has extradition orders against him. I don't even think that's legal, but I want to move on from him. Look at the stock market. Look at the economy. Look at all the things that are happening. But they're up there pushing 25th Amendment, remove Trump.
It's interesting when you hear the people say those things. These are people like Eminem that didn't even know what an amendment was a few months ago. All of a sudden, they're now parroting that we should invoke the 25th Amendment. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Where did you hear about that from, Marshall? Did you read about that in Mother Jones? Did you hear about that from somebody that maybe brought you in and said, all right, Marshall, here's your talking points. I want you to throw out this. I want you to throw that out there. I want you to throw this out there. That's essentially what these clowns are doing, is they're parroting talking points from other morons. I'm wondering when we're going to get to the point where the mainstream in America stops listening to the idiots and starts listening to, like, the pragmatic, thoughtful people like we used to.
I think we've reached that point. I think that's why the establishment's crapping its britches.
We're getting close. we're getting there. But, you know, there still is that. I mean, and it was pointed out by either Eric Trump or Donald Jr. In the insights or the recommended people that you follow on Twitter, where, you know, Twitter is still recommending to people, even though they know what you're reading and where you're going. They're still recommending to me, for instance, that I follow Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Ellen DeGeneres, and Maxine Waters. And as long as that's happening, we really have our work cut out for us, because the mindless masses just gravitate to that stuff. They go, okay, I'm going to follow this guy. I'm going to follow Barack Obama. I'm going to follow this person.
No, exactly. And whatever your iPhone or Droid, just when you open the page, it feeds me all New York Times, Washington Post, CNN. It's like whatever they're trying to force feed, don't eat it. You know, go find what they don't want you to see, literally.
Yes. Yes, yes. Look for yourself. Find the people. Like, who do you trust? Who do you believe has your best interest in mind? Who do you believe is coming from a place of love?
By the way, since you say this, Matt, the media will try to say I betrayed somebody and make stuff up. But I will never betray anybody by conscious deed. Doesn't mean I won't fall down. But I'm the opposite of these people that think it's fun to betray somebody and think it's smart and cool to cheat somebody. They call me a schmuck because I'm not like that. I fundamentally treat people like I want to be treated, and I get screwed over a lot by it in life, but I also get rewarded for being that way as well. And I think the worm's turning, where it's not going to be as easy for the scumbags and the parasites to have their way anymore.
It's hard to do what you just described is hard to do, because when we do that, I'm the same way. When we do that, we end up getting hosed a lot. We end up kissing lots and lots of frogs and then scratching our heads. And then you find somebody else that says, well, you shouldn't be that way. Well, the alternative is I can't not be who I am. I can't not give people the benefit of the doubt. I can't not love people. Loyalty is something that is important, and it's going to be valued and revered more
Isn't
and more.
Isn't loyalty all there is? Loyal to your family, loyal to God, loyal to yourself. These people that think loyalty is a ball and chain, loyalty is the wings that we fly to heaven with.
It's not to say that, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship.
Oh, no,
you
don't
know,
be loyal. They're not being loyal
to you.
You
can't be loyal. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
If they've shown themselves to be evil and bad influences in your life, there's a time where you got to break free
with it. I mean, be loyal to those that are loyal.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And part of loyalty means crushing bad people so they don't hurt other people. You know, if somebody screws me over, it's easy to just let them move on down the road so they don't. But, you know, I go, you know what? They're going to hurt somebody else. I'm going to have to take them out. I'm going to have to politically destroy them. And I've made those decisions lately. I'm just going to have to do that because that's the right thing to do. If they want to bang heads, they're going to bang heads with me. We'll be right back with Matt Dubio on the other side, 1530, right there in Chicago at 102.3. So many great affiliates out there, but Matt is a real patriot. Most of our affiliates, we don't list their name because a lot of stuff happened to him once we did. So a lot of our affiliates are on the DL.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb.
You know, when I say you get tomorrow's news today here on InfoWars in places like 1530 in Chicago, it's because I'm aware of their operations. When Soros about 20 years ago began promoting medical marijuana and marijuana decriminalization, I was for it, but not with Soros running it or the Democrats involved and now more than 20 states, because what they do is when the forms, they get you to waive your rights and basically say that you are mentally deficient. In at least 12 of those states. And a few months ago, people didn't believe me when I read the headlines out of the Ninth Circuit, the same court that says the American flag's banned in those states, that schools can say you can't wear it. It's a hate symbol. They said in Hawaii, if you have a medical marijuana card or you've ever gotten legal marijuana, you can't have guns. Because the Ninth Circuit says you are mentally deficient. You have declared yourself incompetent. Just like they tried to have gun bills that said that if you were getting Social Security or you were getting Medicare or Medicaid, you were couldn't own your gun. People didn't believe me. That's what they were arguing. Well, here it is. Out of KDKA2, Pennsylvania, this is happening in a bunch of states right now. And I say 12, 14, 15, I don't. It's so many. The articles are every day. It's happening in every medical marijuana state. They're taking people's kids because they smoke marijuana. I just say decriminalize it. Does it have some problems? Absolutely. Does it have some good things for medical stuff? Yeah. But you shouldn't be persecuting those that go to a doctor and get the medical reason. We'll get Matt Dubiel's take on this in a moment. But in case you think I'm joking, I warned people of this 20 years ago. So get tomorrow's news 20 years ago. And by the way, we're not just saying that. I give you examples now. We got a clip again where we said a month ago Orrin Hatch is going to retire and Mitt Romney will run his place because Stone talked to another senator that they had dinner with him. So, I mean, just you name it, that's why they hate us. That's our value to you and ourselves and everybody is. We'll report the truth. Mainstream media could have all this stuff, but they do what they're told when they're told. We don't. Big difference. And we try to tell the truth. Doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, but we want to be the guys that tell the truth. We want to be. I'm very dog-like, as everybody knows. I'm very dutiful. I'm very loyal. But you turn on me, then I'm going to attack you. And that's the way Americans are supposed to be. But let's just get back to this. Will PA gun owners have to give up their firearms to get medical marijuana? Because they're now announcing you will have them taken if you already have it. But they didn't tell you that up front, did they? Here it is.
Pennsylvania state police officials are stirring up protest among Pennsylvania gun owners who are also potential medical marijuana patients.
It disturbs me greatly to see the Pennsylvania state police put on their website references to federal law while ignoring the fact that it is legal under Pennsylvania law.
Patrick Nightingale is a gun owner, a criminal defense attorney, and a recent applicant for a medical marijuana card. What disturbs Nightingale is a state police statement on their website citing federal law telling medical marijuana cardholders, quote, it is unlawful for you to keep possession of any firearms which you owned or had in your possession prior to obtaining a medical marijuana card, and you should consult an attorney about the best way to dispose of your firearms.
All right, I'll stop there.
Not true.
Let's just stop right there. let me show you the Ninth Circuit ruling or any article. Just type in medical marijuana users in Hawaii must turn in guns. That's a couple months ago. I was trying to tell the Joe Rogan audience that they didn't even believe me, okay? Honolulu Police Department, medical marijuana users have 30 days to turn in their guns, police say. Ninth Circuit, the most liberal court, because I've seen it in the news saying Trump's doing it. And I'm not defending Trump. Sessions has announced marijuana forfeiture, ignoring state laws. It's horrible. It goes back on Trump's promises. It's terrible. It's one of the few things Trump's been breaking his promises on, like Afghanistan or vaccines. Matt Dubiel, what do you make of this idiot misstep by Trump not being popular, not following his gut, and Sessions out of control? Meanwhile, the Democrats are literally 50 times worse, literally taking the kids and the guns of marijuana legal users, and the left doesn't even care. It's insane. I'll say Trump's wrong. I'll say the left's wrong. Why can't they just be honest?
What about Prozac? What about Prozac and the SSRIs and all of the other even thyroid medication that people are on? If you want to come take the guns, maybe you should take them. I'm not saying you should take them from anybody. But
these are mass murder suicide pills, as I said on Piers Morgan. They say on the Prozac spectrum drugs, it will cause you to be a homicidal killer or commit suicide and megalomania.
What people need to realize is they don't have the wherewithal to go after the Second Amendment the way that you're supposed to, which is if you want to change it, amend the Constitution. That's how you change it. They can't do that. They know they can't do that. They know that will never happen. We won't let it happen. So instead, they go in these roundabout ways and have gun-free zones, and then they make these little rules where if you opt in for this thing that you want the weed? Okay, cool. You can have the weed, but you got to give us your gun. Don't do it. Keep the state out of your life. And
I remember Mark Kornke of the Michigan Militia would always say, once they collapse the economy, they'll take your guns for food. I thought, yeah, that makes sense. That's happened in third world countries. Here it's, have your weed, just give us your guns. As if a marijuana smoker, they're known for getting fat, eating Hot Pockets, playing video games, and playing World of Warcraft. They're not known for committing crime or being violent.
Well, just wait until you have the universal payment where everybody's an employee of the state. The first thing they're going to make you do when that happens is you're going to have to turn in your guns and you're going to have to turn in your other.
Because you're just like they said, if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, you are forfeit. You're a ward of the state. You're not a person because we pay for you. Exactly.
You're ours. Get in line. You're one of the minions, and if you want that, if you want to live in a world like that, there's other places where that's happening. Why don't you just go there? I don't understand why people want to try and implode the United States.
Oh, yeah, did you
States
see the number two in the Democratic Party put out an Antifa brochure and said, we need to do this, calling for violence? I mean, like, dude, go to North Korea, jerk.
Yeah, these places already exist. You can go there. It's like finding a crappy restaurant. If you want to make the restaurant serve crappy food, go to the one that's already crappy. Go to Venezuela. Go to Cuba. Go to these other failed regimes and failed countries and see for yourself.
By the way, it used to be super rich, cool places.
They used to be beautiful.
Because there's this argument that brown people can't have money or build anything. Argentina, Venezuela, Cuba had bigger middle class than we had. It's all gone. It's all blown up. It's all destroyed, just like we're about to be.
Yeah, it's I would never. You people that want the medical marijuana and all that, you got to really look into it. I did this with concealed carry. You know, you can get the concealed carry cards, and I've been leery and thinking about it for years because I thought, well, this seems like they are trying to get me to do this in exchange for something later. What will that price be later? What am I paying for? How am I giving something up? It's not always going to be I'm getting something out of it. They've got something.
When a known Nazi collaborator that says he's proud of being a Nazi on 60 Minutes. Is pushing for you to get medical marijuana. I just said, make it legal. Don't trust this guy. But, of course, we find out it's a way to get our guns. Good Lord. We'll be back with Matt Dubiel on Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore www.thepensacademy.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those NuGenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does NuGenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use NuGenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of NuGenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Beautiful lyrics.
Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
Like a dog without a bone.
Like a dog without a bone. And half you're out alone. Riders on the storm.
Yeah. There's a killer on the road.
They're on the road.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play.
That's totally true.
If you give this man a ride, sweet mama,
if you give the globalists a ride, we're all dead, folks. And that's what I mean, the cynicalness that we get with these liars for decades, that then when somebody shows up who's just been as angry as we have, not perfect, but not out to screw people over, we can't believe it's happening. You look at the mass hysteria freakouts going on by the globalists right now, and that lets you know how real this is. Just that their power is being torn away. And then I was watching Trump going, well, if he amasses it to himself but removes them, it's just a takeover. But still, I like the disruptiveness of it. And then everything he did hurt himself. You know, I talked to my accountant, one of the best in the state of Texas, CPA, sits on a bunch of corporate boards, talked to his lawyer. They've analyzed this and analyzed just one state of what's known in public records of what Trump's been charged in state income tax and other stuff. You know, a lot of it's his own commercial. And they estimate it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. When Trump raised those state income taxes on himself and property taxes, and by that got rid of the federal exemption, it's going to make those local states drive down the prices. And it's going to transform more money into the federal government, where the Democrats in blue states run this property tax scam, where they then pay it into property taxes, but then have their own families in the governmental boards that give it back to them in contracts. And I know Matt Dubiel lives up in Chicago, one of the places that invented this. As somebody that's not really rich, but I've got some property as my nest egg as a backup, because that's hard to, you know, for folks to get at. My property taxes are going to, you know, I mean, not be written off now. I mean, we're talking a lot of money and things like that. So, again, yeah, they cut my federal income tax by 2 points, but my accountant explained, you're paying more money in 2018, a lot more. You could say I'm rich compared to the average person. And that's what Trump did. He said, I'm going to raise money. I'm going to raise taxes off the rich. And he's doing it. Gerald Celente was on yesterday, and I respect him, and he may be proven right. He said, listen, these Democrats in Illinois and in New York and in places, they don't care. Yeah, but that's how you got the most expensive real estate there, where now, five bedrooms like $10 million, and some of these things are going for $100 million. Then in a red state area, just as nice a city, you get some penthouse, exact same floor plan for $2 million. Why is it $100 million in New York? It's because it's a money laundering operation. And I'm all for tax exemptions and tax cuts, but I haven't even pre-screened this with Dubiel. I don't know his take as a business owner and a family guy and a real estate owner. What do you make of Trump? Because I looked at his tax plan. It is a tax cut for poor people, middle class, and makes corporations come back to the U.S. But overall, it's a classical kind of liberal tax increase on rich people is what I see.
My whole life, I've been advocating for somebody to run the country like a business. And I've been hearing others say, experts say, you can't do it. It can't be done. I remember when Ross Perot was the candidate in the 90s, and I thought, well, this guy, yeah, we need a guy like that. We need a guy like that. Everybody can't win. Everybody, now, just because some people win doesn't mean other people have to lose. But this BS idea that everybody has to win all the time, as case in point, Trump's going to pay more in certain kinds of taxes. I'm going to pay more in certain kinds of taxes. You're going to pay more in certain kinds of taxes. But this busted up machine that we have right now is broken.
Look, the economy's exploding. You know we're going to have more money in a year.
Absolutely. We got to unclog the wedges. We got to grease the wheels here and open it back up. In Chicago, for example, if I sold everything and moved and bought a home in Texas, we could be living like kings because exactly. Of property tax and things. And then what do they take the property tax for here in Chicago? For the schools. Every single year, the Chicago schools are striking. Why? Because they say they want teachers' money. And then I'm reading in the Tribune, which doesn't always have everything accurate, but there's a story in the Tribune about the Chicago public school employees stealing gift cards and money meant for students in order to pay for lobster dinners and garbage for themselves. This is the madness that has to stop. And to me, this tax reform is a first step in that direction. Will it be perfect? No. Is it going to be everything everybody wants? No. But we got to go in the right direction, because where we were is completely busted up and broken.
Well, exactly. And you know the insiders are pissed because it's cutting them off their gravy train where, you know, I may pay some property taxes in a house that's moderate size. They're writing off almost everything into these things as a scam. And, again, you look at places where they're raising the rents, they're raising the taxes. I mean, just like take Chicago. I mean, the average person cannot pay for this. We should lower property taxes. We should lower property values on the upper end. Where is most of the stratospheric property value increase is in elite homes. It's not for the general public. We need to lower the cost of housing across the board. I think Trump's right.
I agree. And you were talking about this a couple of days ago, sometime this week, you were talking about what happens when you bring the property taxes down that actually will increase the value of the property because people will be willing to pay more for that house because the taxes aren't as high as
exactly.
They used to be. If you want to look and see what sort of dysfunction this brings, somebody needs to Google Tony Rezko and Barack Obama and Google their property and their tax and their real estate scam. And or alleged real estate scam, I should say, because I'm sure that Teflon Barry got away with it completely.
Oh, it's totally famous. The Democrats are the biggest tax avoiders ever while they lecture. And again, it's a complex equation, but here's the bottom line. You raise massive taxes. You have free this, free that. It drives price up, and it creates monopolies, and it stagnates economies. Low taxes, heavy innovation creates amazing choice.
Not to mention that what they do is they implement these HUD programs, and the first people that find out about these programs where they can get property cheap or for free or with government approval, their buddies go in and buy them, and then they dice it up amongst each other. It's like an episode of The Sopranos, and it isn't just happening in Chicago. It's happening all over the country.
Oh, it's right here in Austin, Texas. And if they don't like you as a developer or homeowner, they send regulators after you.
Yeah, and if they need to muscle you, they'll send people that say that they're from one group to pick it because you're not giving enough jobs to this person or that group or that minority group, and then they shut you down, and it's all an elaborate game they all play to put on a show for the rest of us who sit there and just eat it up.
Well, we're going to go to break. Next segment, you're taking over your own segment here. I appreciate co-hosting with you. Just briefly, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening on 1530 AM or any of our affiliates across the country, just put it on your computer, you know, your calendar to send them $10, $100, $50, whatever you got, because they're putting the truth out. They're paying the price for telling the truth. Spread the word. Paint a big poster on your barn or on your car. This is what rebellion's about. All of us in a little bit. And whatever you do, buy products at InfoWarsStore.com because I'm expanding. I'm moving forward. InfoWars is a laboratory of information, research, and resistance. With our reporters, our investigative journalists, our filmmakers, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We've got to end it in the next few days. Free shipping store-wide has been going for like 3 weeks. 50% off on all of our products, except for those that are even more, like colloidal silver. That's selling out. 67% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. X2. Secret 12, Super Male, all 50% off. It's got to end because this is the year-end sale. We're already into the new year, getting rid of inventory for tax issues. We've got to stop it because it's all selling out. I've got to order more, and it may be months until your best, you know, favorite product is back in stock. Super Blue Toothpaste, with a 4-5 with a little silver and iodine, that's selling out. That's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please commit to supporting the InfoWar.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Never meaning no harm.
Been in trouble with the law.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Got the great one bringing us in.
Yeah. In the hills.
Waylon Jennings. I'm good friends with his son.
The mountain might get him, but the law never will.
The mountain might get him, but the law never will.
Making their way.
All right, back to Matt Dibiel. I wanted to make this point. I noticed on the local radio station, they're selling a T-shirt, WCKG 1530, 102.3. And I just thought about these radio stations. Instead of running away from the fact that they're hardcore and telling the truth, why not just Rebellion Lives at 102.3 in Chicago, or Victory Lives at 102.3, or The Secret, or learn why they don't want you to tune in? I mean, again, it's such a celebration of resistance when you have a bumper sticker, or you wear a T-shirt, or you support a station, or you stand up at the office at lunch in the break room and go, hey, you know, they're trying to take the country down the line, everybody, and they're all piled onto us. How about we do something? It's about supporting those new stations and the old stations. Some stations we've had for 20 years, like WBCR right outside Knoxville, Tennessee. And they were such patriots when we got a big affiliate in the town. They didn't even get mad about it. They just want to get the truth out. So, again, I cannot express to you, the audience, you're the reason we've done this together.
And when you support local stations, it changes the world. And you should start your own blogs or your own shows. It's all Matt Dubio. I mean, Matt, I know you got, this is only got 8-9 minutes left, but just how did you get up, woken up to all this, and where do you see these things going? And I'm gonna punch out and listen to you talk before the war room kicks off here in about 10 minutes.
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I came up in the radio business. I wanted to be in radio, so I kind of found out about these sorts of this movement much later, much you know, after kind of experiencing some things. And I think a big seminal moment for me was going through the Transportation Security Administration and having my 3-year-old son, who had broken his leg, we were on our way to Disney, and watching, after having been in the media and thinking I knew what it was to be an American and what it was to be in the media.
Oh, yeah, that became a national story. They tell him, like, get up. He's like, well, his leg's broken. I forgot. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, and after that happened, I was in the 24-hour news cycle. I mean, not me personally, but that story. I mean, it was on the cover of Drudge. It was on the cover of Time. It was everywhere. I was in, you know, you name it, in a restaurant, and they had it up on the news, in the local news. People were emailing me. And I watched the ridiculous spin from CNN. I watched them take my interview and completely twist it and contort it to promote how the rules have changed and the TSA used to do this, but they're not going to do this anymore. Meanwhile, here we are, you know, 8 years later.
Still doing it.
And they're still doing it. They're worse than ever. They target elderly. They target people with canes and things. They target young people all the time. And they haven't shut any terrorism down. They haven't stopped anything from happening. So when that stuff started happening, I kind of started going like, whoa, holy smokes, and started being a little bit less bashful about this. And when it comes to you out there listening, I got to tell you, I have this InfoWars shirt that I got when I was out there to see Alex years ago. And it's, I call it the G.I. Joe shirt. It has it's in the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. But it has this G.I. Joe look to it, right? And I wear it. I like it. It's a black T-shirt. Fits my thing, whatever. I'm at, you name it. I'm at Whole Foods getting a salad in the suburbs, and I get the Fight Club look from the guy across the counter. You know, he gives me the look like he knows what the shirt is about. And you people out there that think that you're the minority because you're watching the Bravo Network or AND or CNN or NBC or CBS or ABC or all of the media that you all need to know now are owned by 3 companies or less. But you think because you see the same messaging in all those places that the majority of the world thinks like these idiots are telling you they think. They're telling you how to think. But when you go out into the world and you have the InfoWars shirt on, you have the WCKG shirt on, or you have a Don't Tread on Me shirt on, or you have a bumper sticker on your vehicle. I saw 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in Chicago last week. What I do is I take pictures of them and I send them to our team at the radio station because I want them to know. I want them to know it's not just you. No, you're not some wacko. They want you to think that you're a wacko. They want
you
to make it out like
you're
approaching
critical mass. And, of course, the shirt you're talking about is red, white, and blue, G.I. Joe style. And it says, because knowing is half the battle, which is true.
It's great, and it's sharp, and it's in. But people know, and people that don't know what that is, they just ignore it because they're in a stupor, mumbling through their life as it is anyway.
Well, I'm married again now, but let me just say, wearing an InfoWars shirt, you want to, you know, it's a very successful thing to do. You might get coffee thrown on you, you might get attacked too, but it's quite an adventure to wear one out, especially in blue state areas.
It is, and I think I told you this, and if I didn't, you'll hear it now. I was in Jamaica about a year ago. We were doing a broadcast at a resort in Jamaica. And, you know, it's one of these deals where they fly you there and they want the radio station.
Sure, it's an advertisement. You go and you promote the resort, whatever the main drink is, right? Usually.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to talk about how great it is, and they rubbed your wife's feet and how awesome everything is. And the idea is that they're going to sell more trips to that resort. So I'm there, and I had that shirt that you just showed. I had that InfoWars shirt. I'm walking past the pool. And one of the local girls from Jamaica, I mean, I'm talking about a Jamaican girl from Jamaica. She comes and she says, do you know Alex Jones? And I was like, what? And I forgot I was wearing the shirt. And I said, get out of here. I said, you know InfoWars? And she says, oh, yeah, you know, lots of people in the... And I'm doing a terrible Jamaican accent, so I'm just going to stop. She says, a lot of people down here are watching Alex Jones because... And this was before the election. So this was well before November of the election.
And but again, we're pro-Trump, we're bashing Obama, and then I've been to Jamaica, too. There's huge listeners. They get manipulation, foreign group control, because the British Empire, they're very politically informed.
Big time, big time. They're watching, and they can't get anything else. Like, so they've already awoken to the fact that whatever's coming through the TV is, you know, it's largely stuff to keep them complacent with their life in the service industry. So they're not going to see too much. But so they're going out there and they're finding it. They're watching InfoWars. And then 5 seconds after I saw her, one of her coworkers came up, a guy, and he said the same thing. And all they wanted to talk about was InfoWars, Alex Jones, Trump, the whole thing. And so my message to you out there is, you in Omaha, you in Chicago, you in the suburbs, is you're not, and believe me, either you got to find this information on your own, and you have to not be lazy and complacent and let it be spoon-fed to you by anyone. You got to go out and do all the work yourself. Or you have to go to a place where you believe that the people are giving you information based on good intentions, best intentions, love, and they want to inform you. And this is a place like that. I'm going to give you a quick example of a place that's not like that, and that is Snopes. I'm looking at Snopes right now. Snopes is debunked. They have a big red thing that says false about the idea of UN peacekeepers. The question is, will UN peacekeepers be deployed on the streets of Chicago? They write false. They put a big false stamp on it.
By the way, it's been officially called for. It's in the Chicago Tribune, but again, just like they said, we were liars. The New York Times didn't give questions to Hillary. Now it's all been confirmed.
The Cook County Commissioner is on the news saying, I'm going to New York. I want the UN to come here. I'm going to New York. We've failed in Chicago. I'm going to ask the UN to come here. We want them to come here. That is not disputable. But if you do what most people do, what your friends or your aunt or your uncle or your in-laws or whoever it is, and you go, well, let me go fact check this on Snopes. Snopes is a disinformation organization.
Yeah, who fact checks? Notice Google has this thing now where they have Snopes as a fact checker. But who fact checks Snopes?
Maybe the cats? The guy's cats? Maybe he has trained his cats to flush the toilet, and then they check to make sure
they got in tax trouble for using the tax-free money for hookers. And I'm a libertarian. I'm not bashing them for that. The point is that it's a joke. It's a dude and his wife. I mean, and now they're divorced. It's like, who made them God? Well, George Soros. They're funded by Soros.
If people knew what a joke this Snopes was, they would never look at it. And it's funny because they'll do it. They'll try and pull this. Oh, well, where did you read that story? InfoWars. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I've been to InfoWars, man. There are dozens of people there. It's the most professional media organization I've ever seen in my life. And I've been to, you name it. I've been to iHeart in L.A. I've been to, you know, you name it. I've been to the BBC. They have got nothing on InfoWars, the people. And, yeah, are they going to, you know, make a mistake every now and then? Do they have to fix it? Yeah, of course. We had a typo on a headline at my radio station today. That sort of stuff happens. But Snopes is a joke. Write it down. Keep that in mind. Snopes is a joke.
You're right. Matt, you need to support InfoWars. You never plug Twitter or Facebook. Even though they're bad operations, we still got to get some followers. How do folks follow you? How do they contact you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Matt On Air. I've I'm approaching 3,100 people there. You could go
awesome.
There. You could go to mattonair.com too, and links to everything. And I pretty much respond to everybody's email.
All right, great job. The War Room is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. What a triggering website! It's a photo of him with his wife and children. We apologize for that. That's obscene now in the modern media. I apologize. That was very obscene. We'll be right back.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water.